Everybody about here?
I'd like to call out a Town of Brule regular meeting for Monday, March 8th, 2021. Mr. Daigle, can you lead us in the pledge?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you don't mind, we'll remain standing for a moment of silence and recognition of Mr. Arlen Landry. Mr. Arlen was a Water Board District Number 2 member for 39 years. He was the president around the last 7 years of his term at the Water Board. And more than that, he was our back row corner guy in the back corner back there. We're going to miss him. So if you don't mind, we'll do a little moment of silence for him. Thank you. Our condolences go to the family. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Tassin.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rose.
Here. Recognition and commendations. I don't have any. Approval of minutes for a regular meeting of February 8th, 2021. Got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois. Have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tassin. Any comment from the audience? Any comment from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Committee reports, Public Works Committee. For February 2021, total rainfall, we had 5 rain events and an ice event, 5.8 inches of rain, no drainage issues. We had 4 skate alarms due to power outage at the 4 lift stations. Everything remained operational. The street overlay project has bid process has started. We repaired a sewer drain issue at 811 East Main. No personnel incidents to report. 2 out of compliance tests at the sewer treatment facility. Both have been reported and adjustments have been made. The south entrance Town of Brule welcome sign was completed and it's installed. We have to do a little bit of cleaning up around it, but it's all done. Upcoming, we got Republic Bulk pickup is scheduled for this week, the week of March the 8th. And our extra pickup will be March 26th. So that's all I have on the Public Works. Finance Committee, you got budget to actual in your packet. I had this in my mayor's report, but we're getting close to budget time, so keep that in mind. If you guys have anything for budget for next year, we'll start working on the budget. Planning and zoning. Consider variance request for Joseph Richardson, 2120 Ori Drive, non-compliant, section 120-145-3, R1 single-family residential side depth to reduce the side setback from 10 feet to 7 feet to build an accessory structure. We saw the map at the committee meeting.
And let the minutes reflect that he had a letter.
Yes. We have a letter from Ms. Vinnie Fleming Snurl, who is the neighbor on that side, and she has no objection to him putting that storage shed there. So I have a motion by Ms. Bourgeois to grant that variance request.
Second.
And a second by Mr. Niesler. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Consider final plat for Boulanger subdivision. That plat's in your packet. I talked to Francois before the meeting. He called me and said he had some other event to attend. He couldn't get here. He was going to try to get here, but he was going to try to make it. He couldn't make it. We have gone over the final plat, Patricia and Shane. Everything seems to be in order. Fees have been paid. We got paid the fees last week. And that's the final plat. Anybody have any questions?
What was the recommendation from the Planning Commission?
I'm not sure. It didn't go.
On their agenda?
It didn't go to the final.
It doesn't have the final plat. The plats don't go before
okay.
The Planning and Zoning Commission.
Anyway, that's the property over there behind the church. One thing, he did give us the 15-foot servitude to cut the ditch in the back. That's the additional drainage in the back for...
Don, did you square the bench? responded, found that?
I assume that 15, it's going to be in that 15-foot swale.
Yeah, it's in between, it's actually a ditch. It's in between the church property and his property. And that, and that 15 feet is on the property so we can cut it.
It's a bigger, wider. Kitchen requirement.
Yep.
So my one question, on L4, it says that it's 0.215 acres, but they're showing a different width on that particular one, it's 40 and 39, as opposed to the others. Is there something there that's a little different? I'm missing.
That way they ran out of, I did a little road going
on
the William area.
Yep, I think that's the little road that goes to the back.
Maybe a little servitude along there. I don't know
to answer that question.
You got good enough eyes to read them numbers.
Yeah. I'm not sure, but I think that's that little road that goes to the back, right there.
If you take a look, there's a dashed line to where the lot line used to be, and so what they did was they refigured it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell what the width of L3.
Yeah. I'm wrong, Rusty. That road is where it says St. John the Baptist, next to the town of Brule property. See over to the right?
Yeah.
So I'm wrong on that.
Yeah, Rita Babin just retained, I think she still owns
11.4?
Yeah.
Looks like.
11 L3?
Yeah, she still owns L3.
Mm-hmm.
11.4.
She just kept a strip of land on the side of that road.
Right, so is L4 consistent with the others? Is it still 60? Or is it 40 by 39 point? I guess that's a 9.
I believe it is.
Rusty, I think the 40 and the 39 is to that first
dotted line.
And there must be some kind of servitude.
That's that old pipe road.
Property owner that goes to that next dotted line.
Okay.
Yeah. Somebody with better eyes than me going to tell me what that is.
The dashed line looks like an old pipeline.
See if it's...
Well, it looks like...
Because if you look at it on the map in scale, it's a scale to all the others. That dotted line going through the lot.
Mm-hmm.
That old
pipeline.
Yeah, I think...
I don't know what that was right there.
Just want to make sure there's no error before we approve it and then support it. You know what I mean?
If you put the two together, it looks like it's a little bit larger than the one next to it.
Well, it looks like there's a fire hydrant there. If you take a look on the north side of it, so that may be part of the issue.
On the north side? Yeah.
It's hard to see what that dotted line is.
Where it says L1.
Hmm.
It's like there's a fire hydrant.
You got the
looks like there's two fire hydrants.
Glenn, you got the color plat?
Actually, they may have had to move the fire hydrant.
Yeah, there's one way by L, which would be L.
You see the letters HYD just to the south of it?
Yes, sir.
It's the same acreage as the others if you look at it. Says?
He's
going to
get the color.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm. Yeah, it's showing different. I just want to make sure.
I don't see a distance on the rest of it.
Well, I bet you if you measure it, you'll find it's probably
the same acreage, so you know the depth is going to be the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need these.
They just made to make the lots all 60. You had to have a little bit left over, and that's what L3 is. It looks like L3 is about 20 foot in width.
I don't see it. I really don't. Somebody help me, because when I'm looking at L4, and on this map it's a little more clear, by the way, you can see it's got a half-inch IP, right? So... That's your property line, correct? Your iron post. So.
Showing it 40.
Yeah.
39.
Yeah, but that's the old line. That's the.
That's not part of this subdivision.
Yeah, that's not.
mean, I can get that answered. It's unfortunate he's not here to answer that question. I'm not.
What's the question?
The question
is showing two-thirds of the width.
Right.
Against the other lots.
Right.
Same depth, two-thirds
of
the width.
No, if you look at the black line, don't worry about the dash line.
Right. They don't have a distance.
They don't have the distance.
40 and 20 make 60.
Yeah, they don't have the distance from the dotted line to the right. Property line. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
They don't have that distance right there?
I think the 40 feet is to that old property line or whatever that is.
To the old one, right.
They don't have a distance between it to tell you that lot is that, other than the acreage. Which is the same as all the others.
And uh-huh. Then you can see the new berm.
Well,
it's the same when you add that little strip.
Yeah, it's got to be the same.
Yeah, when you add that little piece, it's the same. It's definitely the same. It's just
you can scale it off. It's the same.
Come on.
Add up here, maybe.
Well, but the total acreage is the same.
I'm going by the acreage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can see it here.
Thank you.
And a new property line.
Okay, you see the dotted line? It says old PL?
Correct.
I'm assuming that's the old property line.
Correct.
Yes.
So.
But it's also showing an ending there. Right?
No.
That's the old stakes.
That's the old stakes.
You can see the new stakes they put out.
The new stakes is up here, right there. Yeah. Yeah.
So we don't have a measurement from the new one to old one.
Yeah,
just, it's
other than an acreage.
The acreage is the same. It's exactly the same. So which tells you that it's a same lot. Yeah, I would not approve it based on that. It's the same.
The dotted line is nothing anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they list OPL on it, so it's got to be old property line.
Yeah, what they're doing is what. That's the old property line between the original piece of property. And Rita Babin sold everything from the new property line just west of where it says L3 Rita Babin all the way down to...
And she just kept that little piece.
Yeah, L13. Yeah, she just kept that piece. Whatever reason.
I'm okay. I'm just saying it's going to be recorded at the courthouse. It's going to show 40 and 39, but the acreage is inconsistent. I'm missing something. Is that?
I would say we
but the 39 is just to the old property.
Contingent, they add those distances.
Okay.
Presuming that,
would,
that it is 60
I would suggest.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
A course of action for us.
Okay.
So they get it on the map to accurately reflect.
To get those the
dimensions, even though the acreage is the same.
Yeah, so that'll be the north and the south property lines of those properties will say will total up to be 60 feet.
Yep.
Thank you, Blaine.
Gonna make that note.
I move to set the final plat contingent on adding those dimensions to properly reflect the size of that lot.
Lot L4.
Okay, we got a motion by Mr. Andre and a second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I don't think I heard the answer to Mr. Councilmember Daigle's question. If it looks to me like there's a L2 down there, what does that mean? This right here.
What is the
length
of that?
That's
line.
Just the distance. Yeah.
There's an L1 up top.
That's
L1
and 2.
Line 1.
That's
line.
Not a distance. No. What does that mean?
A table that shows you those each.
Yeah, let's see.
The table's not in here.
That's correct. That's right.
Is a table with the plat? No.
Table on there?
Yeah, there's no table on it.
Yeah. There should be a table that lists all of the distances.
Correct.
Actually, through.
Nope.
I thought I saw an L70.
See, L3 is. It seems to me L3 looks like. That's the lot owned by Rita Babin. That's L and 3 right next to her name. I don't see any dimensions on it, but it's not necessary for this plat as far as
no,
I can tell.
L3 is... That's not a lot number. That's
the
distances.
Line.
L3? Okay. Well, I have to tell you that at 73 years old, even though I took my glasses off and I can see better with them off, close. I cannot read this thing. Where is that on here?
What he's Seriously. Missing is the table, the Correct. L1 through L1.
Where is it on here?
Top left.
No, the table right. isn't on there. So he just needs to, if he adds the table, you wouldn't need to put the contingency about it in there. You need to see what all those distances are.
Put L1, L2, just save space.
I think it's probably an oversight. He just left it off. Because when you have those on there, you always have to have a table that lists them. So he's got to add the table. I think he's probably got it on his software. I think whoever did the autocad drafting on this thing just left it off. So.
Okay, all right. So we don't know what L2 means, but you think it's going to be a table.
No, you don't know what L2 means.
What does it mean?
It's the distance between
the whole property line and the new property line.
The old property line and the new property line.
But we don't know what that is.
Well, it's not. Yeah, it's not on the table.
Well, then why?
I'll place a bet that it's 20.04, but it's not shown.
Yeah, on the bottom, and an L1 is 20. Yeah,
so you'll place a bet. Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to get the table to figure. That's more or less what Rusty's question was.
Now he needs the table with those distances.
Right. Exactly.
Either we need a table, or we need the distances.
No, we need a table that will have the distances.
Yeah. If the table was on there and had the distances, the answer would be there.
That's what
60
is.
Feet.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
10 1/4 inches. Those L's are length 1, length 2, length 3.
Okay.
We need a table.
Let me try again.
The accurate distance.
Let me try again. I'll try one more time. There are assumptions being made, but the fact of the matter is we don't have anything on this piece of paper that tells us what it really is. We don't have the so-called table that's missing. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, the lot size
isn't going to change.
The lot size is not going to change. It's still going to be 0.215. So,
yeah, that's uniform for everybody.
Prove it contingent that he adds the table with all those distances.
Well, that's more or less what we did.
That will answer no, but it's all the distances. You need all those distances.
Okay. Yeah. My next question
is:
We know what it is.
We know it meets the size requirement.
Yeah. Right.
It's just not there. And it's added before you decide.
Okay, my next question is, and it might be in all this small print here, I don't know. What is this property zoned?
R2.
R2, okay. Was it rezoned to R2 or it always was R2?
It always was, as far as I can remember. I think
it may have been rezoned at some point in time, but it doesn't matter for the purposes of this map.
What it's zoned right now.
It doesn't matter whether it was rezoned or whatever it was done properly.
I don't know if it was rezoned, but let me
rephrase the question. From the time that Mr. Boulanger purchased this property until today, was it rezoned?
I don't recall that.
Does
anybody recall that we did a rezoning? I don't think we did.
Okay. So the map that's on the wall in Shane's office there that has all what the zones are, if we go look at that, it'll say R2.
Depends on the date on the map.
I have to go look at the map. I don't know.
I don't know what the date on that map is.
Okay. So we think it's R2, but we really haven't looked at it. There it is. That's the map. There you go. It's the map right there. What does it say, Rusty?
What's the date on that? What's the date on that map?
Bottom.
Straight up bottom. Yeah. Okay. This is
the
R2 right here. This is the church property.
It's the graveyard. Yeah. Well, church property.
R2. This is it right here.
So it is R2?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's good enough.
All right. So we have a motion.
I guess I'm finished. Okay.
Oh, do you have something else?
Nah, that's right.
So we have a motion.
I'm feeling
Joey, come on up. What you got?
That's right.
All right, we have a motion contingent on adding the tables to get all the dimensions on the map as discussed. Is that still your motion, Shane?
Yes, right. Dimensions everywhere they start to have a dimension on the map, or the table to guide me to the correct dimensions.
Got it.
Having the acreage is fine and dandy. I can assume that it's
60
feet or the width of 3/4 of a dime piece of paper, and they're all the same, but without it being on there, it's not true. It needs to be true.
Okay. All right, so we got a motion to add that table with all the distances as discussed.
Yeah, it's all the L distances. I'm seeing L15. And I'm trying to see if there's a number higher than
there's that. There's a 16.
Is there a 16? Okay.
Right there at First Street.
Okay. All right, yeah, I see that now. Does anybody see any higher than that? Okay. So add the table with the distances for L1 through L16 and the other L distances are
All right, and Mr. Daigle, you still want to second that?
I do have another question, comment. On the top part there, I guess that would be the south side, it says 12-foot utility servitude. Well, we've been through the utility servitude ad nauseum, and it's supposed to be a minimum of 15 utility servitude.
But you said at the beginning that they agreed to 15 feet for the discussion.
And I don't see any setback lines.
Setback on the front's 25 feet.
Okay, where do you see that?
Under general notes, note number 5.
If it's in general notes, I
setback's 25 front, 10 rear, and 10 on the sides.
That 12-foot servitude is including on other pieces of property. So if it's on the map, I assume that it is.
Yeah, that's not.
It is not part of this property.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just a graphic portrayal. It is not part of this subdivision.
So there is no utility servitude on the north as prescribed by this plat. It's one that's from another. Well, there wasn't.
I think there is a utility servitude on the north. You just got a. Got dashed lines in.
Well, there's gas along the street and sewer along the street, but it doesn't show. Yeah, you see.
5-foot energy servitude and 12-foot utility servitude. If you take a look on lot 8G, it shows the 5-foot energy servitude.
South of the utility.
Look at the 12-foot utility servitude. So if you add those two together, it's a total of a 17-foot servitude, because the 12-foot utility servitude starts at the north side of the 5-foot energy servitude. So it's a total of actually 17 feet there.
Yep.
All right, so we got a motion and a second, and we had comments. Any other comments? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Personnel Committee, consider new part-time hire for Police Department.
Yeah, doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Good. Let's see. Get the right paper here. Keegan Allen. I'm trying to recommend him for a part-time position.
What was it last night?
Allen. $15 an hour. Good psych test. Good drug screen. Has an excellent work history. Flagman PD right now. Literally, we're down to one part-time worker, and he hadn't been able to work probably in the last year, poor fella. Real good fella, did super on his matrix, graduated Brule High. We was hoping he really wanted to come work full-time, but they offered him a good raise. So I can't blame him for staying. Yeah. We can get him part-time, it'd really help us out.
How many officers are you down?
We have 4 part-time paid positions. Okay. They all pay $15 an hour. And Neil Cavalier is our last one. And his company got bought out of Dow about 2 years ago. But he was a regular. I mean, that was a hard work fella. Every day he was off, he'd come out and help us. But since his company got bought out, he can't miss any work right now, poor fella. We still don't want to let him go because, I mean, he's been a tremendous employee. Oh, Lord, yeah. Since the probably 2,000.
All right. Any more questions for Chief? All right. Do I have a motion to hire Mr. Keegan Allen as our part-time officer at $15 an hour? Motion by Mr. Tassan.
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. Any comments? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Consider raise for Lieutenant Fontenot. Chief, you want to go through that story?
It's kind of complicated. It is, but it is. About 2 years ago, the school board, Jason's always done a great job. Wes Watts wanted to give him a $2,000 raise. We didn't really have it worked out on our end to where we could. They just ended up just letting it get a 1099 because we didn't have it worked out to where we was going to add the benefits and retirement and pay all that stuff on it. Jason inquired about trying to get it added to a salary when his retirement comes.
Right.
We got Wes Watts. He said there's no problem. We ran the numbers by him today. It's the $2,000 raise end up costing $28.27.80. And Wes Watts has got with his business manager. He said that's fine.
They gonna pay the whole part.
Pay the whole part. Yeah,
we still doing a year. Is what I told him.
Yeah, we're gonna do one check, $2,000, and he's gonna do the retirement and then the taxes we would pay on it.
And they'll reimburse us.
So we're still doing the 50-50 split, like we always was with resource officers. But they'll cut them a separate check for like 2,800.
Yeah, whatever that number is.
Yeah, just to go back into retirement, so he can't get it on his salary.
Are they going to have to reduce that? Adjust that annually as the.
We're going. It's going to be 2,000. It's just going to be based off of 2,000. That way, it won't mess with our raises here. That really complicates it bad.
Yep.
When we start doing all that.
They just be drawing an additional check.
2,000.
And the school board to be splitting.
Yeah, and then the rest will be the 50-50 split where they pay half salary, half dependent.
We'll pay it out monthly, and then that. And a one-time.
We'll probably just do one-time check.
One-time check.
One-time check once a year.
That way it keeps it.
Makes it
that was the easiest way to do it.
Makes it all smooth and easy to bill the school board for the full amount.
Because if you do it the other way, it comes out to 70-something cents.
Yeah, it's
a thing. And
too cumbersome that way.
But it's a way that he still gets the $2,000 and it still go on his retirement.
Chief, I know we have all this on the computer, but they put a paper copy in his personnel folder too, so 25 years from now, somebody will say what happened with this thing.
Oh, yes, ma'am, we will.
And they can't find it on the computer.
We was running all around trying to get this done for this evening.
Yeah.
I think what you wrote up
about the emails would probably suffice.
Yeah, Ms. Bourgeois's right. Suppose Wes is no longer superintendent.
Yeah, we're going to get a contract drawn up as part of that, just saying that they're paying that.
Thank you.
I guess we have to put something contingent on that they agree to do that every year, I'm guessing. What do you think, Mr. Tom?
Well, they're probably going to have to revisit it every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll get all that straightened out.
Good point.
Thank you.
But we're just trying to get him fixed up for him when he does retire. That little bit goes a long way.
I'll retire next month, aren't you?
Count down.
Don't do that.
All right, so we have to make that official. So do I have a motion to adjust that, do that one-time check, and the school board foots the entire bill for retirement, taxes, and everything? Do I have a motion?
I move.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Daigle, second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any comments? Comments from council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you.
All right, thank you all.
Thank you,
Chief. Recreation Committee, I don't have anything. Police Committee, I don't think we have anything. Governmental Affairs, Ms. B?
That's it.
Consideration of vetoed ordinances, none. Ordinance number 3 of 2021, small cell wireless facilities. Ordinance, I sent you guys a copy of the proposed ordinance after a few changes. Tom had talked to AT&T again this week a few times. Tom, can you go over real quick just the changes that you made from the original? I think it was the same ones that we had put on the original form.
Yeah,
right?
let me just go over them, and I'll explain them to you, because not only did I talk with Ken Pickering, the attorney for AT&T, last week and go over all of what they were recommending, but at the same time, as I was going over it, I looked through the Code of Federal Regulations, and so I can answer any questions about that, too. The first one is down in definitions at the bottom of the first page on 124 small wireless facility, they recommended that we add or by more than 10%, whichever is greater, and that comes directly out of the definition provision, which is in, like he says there, 47 CFR 1.6002 subpart L. That and so I verified that that it actually is in there. So
okay.
That's why I was okay with making that. The going on to skip a couple pages to 124.32. I actually modified what they recommended slightly in the first number one under A1. They recommended co-location of a small wireless facility on existing structures, and then that we take out that do not exceed 50 feet in height. I wanted to keep the 50 feet in height restriction in there, but I took out the word existing. So on all structures that don't exceed 50 feet, I wanted to keep us to keep that 50 feet, 50 foot height. And then number two there, they recommended that we put in or by more than 10% of the height of the existing pole. But I modified it just to say placement of a new modified or replacement pole that is not, hold on, I'm looking at the wrong version here. Bear with me. What happens with that? So, yeah, I took their change, or by more than 10% of the height of the existing pole. So, that goes along with the same 47 CFR 1.6002 subpart L. Moving on to the next page, they made a couple of comments about if engineering review is not required of other utility poles. I said, look, by custom, all utility providers in the town, we always ask them to co-locate whatever it is on existing poles, and that's what they do, and we're not discriminating. So I didn't modify that subpart five there. He recommended that we take out subpart 13, in other words, that if it's not required of other poles, I said, look, we do require it. So I left 13 in there, not remove that. Subpart G on the next page, AT&T, they are going to give us a proof of self-insurance. They don't even have insurance on their vehicles. They self-insure on all that. So what I did was put, I agreed to their language and said, unless the applicant provides an assurance of adequate self-assurance, which they got to provide us, just like if you know, somebody has to provide us with an insurance certificate, then they're big boys. You know where to sue them if you need to. The going down to 124.33A, within the applicable legal processing deadline, they recommended that we add that language. I didn't have a problem adding that. If you take a look at the Code of Federal Regulations, there is something called a shot clock on applications. I'm waiting for it to load back up so I can tell you what it is. Basically, what it says is, and I don't see us ever having a problem with this, is that presumptively reasonable periods of time for individual applications. So a review of an application to co-locate a small wireless facility using an existing structure is 60 days. So that's our shot clock. We got 60 days to deal with that, have our engineers or whatever take a look at it and deal with the application. The review of an application to deploy a small wireless facility using a new structure is 90 days. And then So, both of those, you adding that language within the applicable legal processing deadline, I thought was fine. Okay. Moving on to the next page, subpart D. They asked us to take out number four there. This is on the GIS information. As he explained it to me, this was actually something that was not something that we added. This was something that was in the parish's thing that I copied. The part I added was to make GIS data be provided as part of the application. They didn't have a problem with that. And as he explained it to me is, they file an application, they give us GIS data. If 2 months later they want to move that sucker 20 feet to a neighboring pole, they got to submit a new application and give us new GIS
data. Right.
But he explained the problem with the annual data is, we're always going to have current data because they've got to file a new application anytime one of those moves. They don't have a administrative mechanism to go back in on an annual basis and provide everywhere where they got these facilities with an annual report to say, here's the GIS data that basically we already have on the facilities we've got in your location.
So the application process will take care of that.
The application process will always provide us the accurate data,
gotcha.
Because if they ever want to move it, they got to follow the application.
Right. Right.
So I didn't have a problem taking that out. Moving on to the next page, 124-34, their comment on subpart 2, like I told them, I said, we're not discriminating, so I didn't make any changes there. Subpart G, they asked that we add the language, the qualifying language on conditional permits based on design stipulations to the extent technically feasible. I didn't have a problem with that. That's based on a recent court case out of the Ninth Circuit. I don't think we're going to have it.
I'm lost.
G.
Subpart G. The one with the big...
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay,
G, where it says conditional permits based on design stipulations.
Okay.
I just added the little five-word phrase at the beginning that they asked for to the extent technically feasible.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. And I think that was it. So,
just for anybody that knows, if you look at the screen up top, that's the tower that's downtown that I mentioned. So when they construct a small cell tower, that's similar to what it's going to look like. Not the big light pole on the left, but the small one on the right. All right, any other comments on that?
Based on their input, and Mayor, you got the email from LeVar Greenhouse that said that he had a conflict.
Yeah, he had an emergency tonight. He couldn't make it. So he's going to be here next week.
Next month.
I mean next month, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know why he would come next month. Because, I think right now, unless y'all have any additional questions, 95% of what we got in here is copied straight from the parish, and then the few little changes, as I just explained, that AT&T recommended, I thought were okay. They're all in line. I compared them to what he quoted me from the Code of Federal Regulations.
All right.
Just one couple of questions, I guess, I was here last week. On 124-32D, what application not required, number two, replacement of small wireless facility with another small wireless facility as the same, I get that.
Wait, which part?
124-32D, I think.
Well, okay, root need clean maintenance. Okay.
So now number two, I get routine maintenance. Number two,
I'm going to take this off because it's broken. I'm going to put the same thing on there, or substantially similar. I'm going to find that it does the same thing, but it's five times bigger. It's substantially similar. So
I don't think that would be substantially similar. Well,
that's my point. You don't think it would be. I might think it would be. Rusty might not think it would be. It's just one of those open-ended to me. And when we do like-for-like replacements in the work I do, we try to not put those words like substantially. Like we had a guy, just to give an example, it had open the valve quickly, erect a $1.7 million compressor, because quickly to him was way faster than he should have done it. So they told him to slow down, he backed it up. So
worry
about terms like that.
Well, here's why you shouldn't be worried about it, because the parameter is, if you look on the top of the second page, the definition of small wireless facilities, this talks about small wireless facilities, they're no more than 3 cubic feet in volume. So if they've got one that's like 2.5 feet in volume, they can't double it. It's got a cap at 3 cubic feet in volume. So I think we're protected there.
And on the application fee?
Yeah.
500 for the first 500 for each one after that?
In the same application. So if they apply this month for two, and then come in next month and apply for one, $500 a piece. I confirm that with it.
Yeah.
Okay. So if they come in and they say we want to put seven, we're charging
$700 in one application. And those are set by federal law, by the way. So we're.
That's a better answer.
Yeah.
And Shane, I'll tell you another thing too. His plan today is to only put two. Now, that can change.
Yeah.
Is it $500?
$500,000
on his insurance?
No, it amounts to $100 a piece.
Up to
the first
one. No.
500 per hour.
One application, it's a $500 fee, and that gets you
up to five.
Up to five.
Right.
$100.
And with.
So
it's not $100 each. If you add more than five, it's $100 on top of it.
So if I put three, you're paying five. But if I put five, I'm paying five.
Correct. Once you get over five,
it's $100 a piece.
Once you get over five, it's $100 a piece.
Once you get over five.
All right.
But they're getting two, so it's going to be $250 a piece.
Yeah. And it's not $100 a piece if it's less than five.
Right. So on the insurance, on G, that's standard. I mean, I got to pay $2 million just to have insurance to go hunting on the lease. That $2 million policy. We say it needs to be paying $500,000 to possibly test some stuff up in the town.
I mean, we can.
I'm just asking questions. This standard.
That that came straight out of the parish's office.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm.
We can definitely change that.
On that number there. I don't know if that's high enough. Is it in line with everything? Never did that much damage to what you needed.
Well, I think the mayor said they're only looking at two in the town. One at the high school.
Yeah, one by Abear Street.
Another one along the railroad tracks.
Okay,
today, but if Addis gets up to 50,000 people, it seems like they headed that way. How many would not have a lot. Sinclair opens this up. And it's not in the town, and we don't have control of that. I just want to make sure we cover it. And we
could pass it the way it is now, and if we don't, next year, if we don't think it's enough, then we can supplement.
Yeah. We can change it now, however you want to do it.
I'm just asking.
Well, I strictly copied that out of the parish.
Okay.
Right.
124-34C-4. Once again, when necessary. Who determines when it's necessary? Us?
124 what?
-34.
So it says to co-locate or...
Decorative pole. Wireless provider shall be permitted to co-locate on or replace a decorative pole when necessary. Are they going to tell us it's necessary, or are we going to tell them it's necessary?
That's something I took straight out of the parish.
My personal opinion on that, just reading it, is that's when they determine that they need to repair the pole. The location replacement, well, to the extent they can.
There's no approval by us. We got a pole that fits into the fabric of the community. Whatever neighborhood it's in, they can pull that and put
But it does say...
Yeah, it's still a good partner for that, wouldn't it?
It does say conform to the design aesthetics of the original pole.
Pole's a hurricane.
It's those open-ended, those words. I see what you're saying.
Understand, most of this was not from AT&T. The vast majority of this...
$270 annual rate, that's
the
parish too?
That came from the parish, but I understand that that is also a, these fees are limited by federal law. So.
And that's annual, right?
Mm-hmm. That's annual. That's an annual fee.
Yep.
$270 to MAPS?
It could change, but that's the max.
So I just have one question.
That's good
comment. And my only one, as I was reading through this, was we took out the GIS under, I don't know what section.
The annual report, because there's no need for it, because we will already have the data.
Okay, so it's okay to keep it in H?
Oh, yes. That in H, it's part of the application.
Okay.
That's what I was saying.
That's what gives
every
an
time
answer.
They want to move it at all, they've got to file
okay,
a new application.
Okay, roger that. Gotcha.
And provide
we'll
us with new GIS yep. data.
Okay.
That's why the other one's not important.
That's why the other one is redundant, really.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
All right. Any other comments? Comment. Do you have a motion to...
What about the insurance? You figure that's a good number?
A half million?
I don't know. I don't have an opinion because I just don't know.
I don't either.
I really don't.
I don't have an educated opinion.
I'm just asking.
Yeah. Tom, is that insurance governed by the federal government, you think?
No, I don't think so. This is strictly something that I pulled, copied out of the parish.
The parish, yeah.
I mean, and it's...
It might be
it's got to be at least $500,000. I'm not saying that's the cap. I think you're going to find in a lot of cases these big companies that are doing this kind of work are going to provide you with at least $1-5 million or more. You know, my experience and looking at these insurance companies, they're not.
AT&T falling easy contracting.
I don't know.
If AT&T does it, they are self-insured. If there's somebody else, and you know, they got to provide us with an insurance. Cox comes in and puts one of these, they got to give us an insurance.
Yep.
Hold harmless would be nice.
Yeah. And any other comments on that insurance? All right. Do I have a motion to... for ordinance number 3 of 2021 for small cell wireless facilities?
I move.
On a motion by Mr. Niesler?
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. We'll open up a public hearing. Any comments?
Yeah. Just a general comment. I think the general theme of Mr. Andre's comments were that if it's vague, and if it's open for discussion, why not make it clear? And as I understand it, the motion has been made and seconded. There's not one single word changed in this thing. And I agree with him that several of the comments that he made indicate to me that a very simple two or three words could be changed here and there to make it very clear. The only answer I've heard so far is the federal government says that or the parish says that. Didn't hear one time where it said, well, this is what we want in the town. So that's my comment.
All right, thank you. All right. Nobody else? Public hearing is closed. All right. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Andre?
No.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
No.
Councilmember Tassin?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Introduction of ordinances. We'd like someone to introduce ordinance number 4 of 2021 for school zone speed limit. We found out that this one speed limit on our street on St. Francis is in the ordinance book 20, right, Tom? 20 miles an hour?
That's under traffic.
And it's not a really big change.
It had been there since 95.
Yep.
God knows why it was that way.
We just want to make it consistent.
That predates me. So.
Yeah, we want to make it consistent with the state as 20, at 25. So.
Can we also make it not to include any portion of St. Francis and the school zone be on the road running in front of school? Because I think it comes around and comes up St. Francis a portion.
It does. Let me see where the school's on.
Yeah, it does. It comes up St. Francis a bit.
We might introduce an awning. Let's kind of fix the whole problem because we got people that can unknowingly get a speeding ticket at St. Francis. And they see the school and they know they're about to turn on the road with a school and they know they got to go slow.
Yeah.
But they may be exceeding what's supposed to be down because of that. And I just think that's kind of an unnecessary place to have a school zone when the school's address is not on that road.
So it's gonna, then we should, because whatever we do, it should be more than just speed limit. Speed limits established at section 30.6. Let me see if that's.
Do you include that in the speed limit ordinance?
Well, hold on. That's what I'm wondering.
We may have to have two.
Yeah, we may have to do something.
Well, no. It. What I'm saying is, we may not want to just limit it to the. Okay, here's the provision that right now it talks about the school zone. Okay, and it just says each municipal street located within 1,000 feet of a public school shall be considered a school zone. Okay, doesn't say anything about any particular streets. And on days when school is in session, the speed limit on each municipal street within that area shall be 20 miles an hour between the hours of 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., between the hours of 2 p.m. and 4 p.m.
Correct.
Well, that's what the ordinance.
That's our words.
Right.
That's our kind of really owns in words.
Yeah.
So we in words to say not on St. Francis.
Well, but what I'm saying is,
the only school zone that we have that's on a municipal street is that little particular piece. Everything else is state.
Yeah, we need to go down and do some measuring because I don't have any idea whether West St. Francis Street falls within. Obviously. When that was passed in 95, there was no school back then.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that
so,
was 92.
At that point, we didn't have a school zone. We controlled the town of Brewer because the river road stayed out.
But it's also Kirkland.
And
it is also a municipal street. It's Kirkland.
Well, we just thought we'd make it consistent to 25, and I guess we could put that in there if we wanted, so maybe we can construct the ordinance that way, just to make it consistent at 25, which is what the state has.
Well, I agree getting the number right for speed, but also
St. Francis went.
I just think that's unnecessary.
Okay, well, that'll probably require us changing that 1,000 feet, because I would assume that 1,000 feet is from that property
corner.
So if we change that, we'll probably have to change
it. Yeah, we're going to have to do some measuring.
Maybe make it specific for that area. And then that way everywhere else 1,000 feet, it still holds true.
Except for, West St. Francis Street. Let me look at it and make some recommendations on how to word it and send it to y'all, and y'all take a look at it and tweak it and see see whether that meets what you want to do or not.
Do I have someone that wants to introduce that ordinance, number four? And Preet?
I'll let you.
Okay, Rusty's going to introduce that ordinance. Tom, you'll get us some stuff we can look over during the month?
I will.
Okay. Thank you. Resolutions. Consider resolution for municipal water pollution prevention environmental audit. We talked about this at the committee meeting. This is kind of a formality. Shane did the audit.
Hey, isn't it the newest council member? I got to read it.
Read the whole thing. The rookie check and make sure it's right.
Council has to promise not to fall asleep.
It's to review the municipal water pollution prevention environmental audit report and set forth certain actions necessary to maintain permit requirements contained in the Louisiana Water Discharge Permit System. And as you can see, that's the title of the resolution. We passed this.
I did review it, and there are some rounding errors. It doesn't amount to a whole lot, but there's four errors on the page two.
Let me see.
But it amounts to like a tenth, so when it's all said and done. Well, I get it, but I'm just saying, I mean,
a tenth is a lot.
A tenth of a pound.
It's still sort of four rusted.
Yes, sir. Yes, and then if you look on the next page, there's a typo.
That come from? You like that?
We have
error. But other than that, everything.
Yeah, we can make those changes before we submit it. Okay. So, just for the record,
could it be something we check to see how many places they want to carry it up.
Yeah, we could do that too.
It rounded up.
Yeah, it's like 179.2, and it should be 1. 151.1, it should be 2. 172.5, it should be 6. 151.4, it should be 5. Get Shane to make those changes, and then I'll find out what that.
I think it makes a difference there with the report because of the way the numbers are.
Yeah. I'll get him to make those changes. So.
And from what I gather, that's not submitted to DEQ.
No,
that's submitted to us, and then if they ordered us, we'll have it available.
Yep, that's correct. Any other questions? Thank you, Rusty.
Yes, sir.
So do I have a motion to accept our resolution, and I will get those numbers changed to reflect that tomorrow?
I move.
Motion by Mr. Daigle, second by Mr. Tassa. Any comments?
Motion contingent.
Yeah. Yep. Right, Rusty, contingent on changing those numbers and getting that 10.
Correct. I guess I should have stated it, and you did. So would you like for me to restate that?
No, we got it.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
We got it. I want to get a copy of that report so I can make sure I got
you. You can have this one.
Okay.
If you like.
No, I just want the one he scratched on. All right, so I got a motion and a second. Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Police Department report.
Good evening.
Hi, Tom.
For the month of February, we had 4 alarms, 2 suspicious persons, 1 warrant arrest, 3 drug-related incidents, 13 miscellaneous complaints, 13 disturbances, 1 fire, 9 no insurance tows, 6 crash reports, 3 miscellaneous traffic complaints, 2 medicals, 1 theft of a motor vehicle which was recovered and arrest was made, 1 security check on the business, 1 theft. We assisted another agency 1 time, 2 animals at large, 1 trespassing, 4 unlocks, 1 assault, and 7 storm-related assist or incidents. 76 total complaints, 271 total citations, 351 total violations. Thank you.
Tom? Mayor's report. First thing, nuisance letters. We're following up on our nuisance letters. We had one we've been working on for probably 2 years. It's got cars moved off of Eileen. We're meeting tomorrow with a house on North LeBove about tearing down the house. The property owner is supposed to do it for us. LA1 overlay is supposed to start tonight from Plaquemine moving north. I'm assuming that's going to happen. There was a meeting this morning about the dial vessel movement It's been pushed back a bit to June or July to move those big vessels down LA1 from the Parish Canal, in the Coastal Canal. Drainage report, we met with Toby Fruge, did for that region, that drainage basin on Benzul. We have to get a few more numbers so they can determine kind of that plan of action we're going to take. What we did determine, and we kind of all knew, but that entire drainage basin, which includes Anita Street, the two ditches that are perpendicular to Anita Street, and the ditch behind the Venzul neighborhood, that entire basin drains to one ditch, the ditch behind Venzul, and it dumps into the Tonton behind Chris Kershaw's house on Venzul. So we had a meeting, and according to what Toby said, everything shows that is a crucial element for that drainage area. So he's putting numbers together to see if and how deep or wide we need to dig that ditch. It definitely is one that needs to be kept clean.
Why not look for an alternative route, because you're fighting going up here.
We are.
And if we can cut across the other way and go south and
yep.
over, you might get gravity working in our favor.
So we talked about flipping that ditch about midway where that power line is and run some of it the other direction. We talked about retention on the Tonton, an area. We really had a good meeting and brainstorming about a bunch of different things, and he's going to throw some numbers. We said in about a week or two he'd get back to us
about
with
retention on the Tonton.
His recommendation was, I mean, this is brainstorming, okay? So this is not something that we're going to do. His recommendation was to try to acquire some property from Sinclair or get some approval or however we need to do it. But like almost take the bank of the Tonton down to where when the Tonton fills up, it backs into that retention area. And then when it drains back out.
I just worked with Sinclair and used this cane field as retention and had wheels in the ditches that were 1 week high.
Yeah, I mean that...
The water won't get out until ours is down.
Yeah.
Versus, because I don't think... The only thing you can do is work with them about the possibility of using that back crawfish ponds already, retention is already right. built.
Just so
get it in there.
Yep. So we're gonna meet with Drew tomorrow. Shane is for sure. I'm gonna try to meet with him, and we're gonna go out and look at that ditch and just. There again, it's preliminary. We just had the meeting with Toby and them, and we threw a bunch of stuff out. He's going to come back with the true numbers on all the water situation and what the best alternative for us is. Economically, the best alternative is to widen that ditch behind Venzul and to make sure that ditch stays clean and deep enough to handle the amount of volume that we get in those big rains. There's also some stuff, you know, about if we flip that ditch going across the cane field along one of the roads across the cane field and doing subsurface drainage that way to get to the Tonton back by North LeBeau. All that takes all the numbers to throw in their hat to see if it actually works. We don't want to dump water on somebody else or do a bunch of work and it doesn't give us any benefits.
So. Yeah, first look, that wouldn't be cost effective because it's a 2 foot difference in
right.
elevation going uphill as you go
yeah.
from the east to west back there. So
the biggest issue, you got one way out.
Yep, that's the big thing. Absolutely.
Any of them get high, you're done.
So anyway, that was a good report that we had. Don met with us, and Toby's doing a good job on that. I think we'll see some results.
I was really impressed.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll get that rolling.
Build a wall at the end of the
tunnel
and just pump it over.
I had a request, and this is just to put a. I guess I could email it to you, but it was this afternoon late. We have a request to build a high-end dog kennel. I don't want to call it a dog kennel, like a pet suite kind of place, where people can board their dogs overnight. He wants to build it here, standalone, have a small outdoor walking area that would only be used during the daytime. Unfortunately, our commercial ordinances prohibit.
Our zoning ordinances
prohibit.
Kennels are not
allowed.
Permitted in any of them.
Anywhere. Nowhere in town. I don't know if we should even attempt to change it.
Where they want
to
build?
The lot by Rio Cantina, in between there and the gated subdivision. It's next to a restaurant. I just want to put a bug in you. So the guy's called.
The bug itches, man.
I told him we don't allow kennels in Brule, and he understands. And I just wanted to put a bug in you to get everybody's feeling. And But as no, as of now, it's not allowed, so. The outdoor patio at Rio Cantina just looks a lot worse, doesn't it? All right, I mean.
On the surface, I'm not, if you got better documentation, we can read.
Yep, well, there's a huge demand for that business. I don't know if that's the spot for it.
What's that going to do for us?
Yeah, I mean, it's a service to our community. There's a lot of people in here that look for boarding dogs.
But what is that going to do for us? What if it's in Lindale or Addis? They seem to put a lot of stuff in Addis.
Anyway, that's just a thought.
Same thing when the guy came to the hotel. It'd be a big boom for us.
Don wanted the
hotel. Somebody did all right without that hotel.
All right, and last thing on the mayor's report, I will be out of town next week. Ms. Bourgeois will be here. Everything should be fine. I will have access to voicemail, email, phone calls, all that stuff. So I'll be in California.
Birthing a baby.
Yep, I'm not birthing a baby. My daughter
comes out all right.
Yeah, no doubt. Remarks of personal privilege. Anybody?
I have a question. Can we get some kind of report on how occupation license is going with that?
Oh yeah.
New strategy we tried.
It's so far, Blaine. It's working well.
Oh yeah.
A bunch of them are coming in. It's working well. Yeah. But we'll get you a report.
One April, I get with Patricia, and the link was we got until July or August.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's
yeah.
A headache.
And then they'll take it over after that.
Yeah. So
yep.
My hope is that we work them all out and get the maximum money, and we'll have to.
I'll give a little report on it next meeting. Yes, sir.
I got three items. Councilmember Daigle last week, brought up the tree on Miss Rosemary's property, and I'm not the expert, but I personally pass by, and that thing is in horrible shape. I'm surprised it's still up. But as a result, I went on the assessor's website and looked at the, because I was curious, didn't really know what the right-of-way width was on North Lebeau, because it's adjacent to North Lebeau. The trees off of the street, kind of like behind her hedges, so it's kind of hard to tell. And to my surprise, the website shows something that I really have a hard time believing. So I would like to for the attorney to look and see what the right away, where the right away is on North Lebeau, because if you look on the assessor's website, you're not going to believe what you see. Or you might believe what you see, but
those
it's really.
Those lines aren't accurate.
No. I hope not. I certainly hope not from what I saw.
I'm not going to say those are wrong, but a lot of them are looking.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's why I'm here to ask that the attorney look for it in the official record so that you can get a straight story. But
hey, let me just. Just real quick on the tree. Shane and I went look at this. Well, Shane went look at the tree, and he and I talked. He says it's not in the right-of-way. I could be wrong on that. I don't know where he got his information from. Our plan of attack is to let the tree leaf out and see if it leaves out, and if it's alive, yeah. Then we'll move from there. If it's Miss Rosemary's tree, it's not coming down.
Well, the good news is if it falls, it's only going to take out one line, and that's the service line to one resident, and he has a generator. So it's not... It's not one of those things.
Well, it used to be sour. I think it's sour.
What?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's all. It's not going to take out like the lines that feed the subdivisions and stuff. That's a good thing. But it's never good if a tree falls, of course. The second thing I have is I'd like to make a request that in future meetings that we have the budget to actuals in the package. We have everything else in the package of any items that were discussed except the two police items. They all have a handout, but the budget actuals do not. And I'm as a citizen, come to the meeting, I don't know what they say, and I don't know if I could read them anyway, but I'm just making that request.
We could provide that for you. That's more or less just lack of.
We have 20 of them up there.
Yeah, just make
throw them away.
Yeah, we just
big.
We can get you one.
How many pages in the budget for actuals?
We got graphs and stuff in there, so.
Well, I mean, that's.
We can put them in there.
I think that's That's what I'm implying. You know, graphs make things pictorial. They make it a lot easier to see. And I'm really not interested in every single line item in the budget and see how it's doing. But overall, you know, how you doing overall for your income and outgo and the major departments, how's maintenance doing, how's this, you know.
Graphs?
Yeah, graphs are, I mean, graphs are the way to do it because you really don't, you put a thousand numbers on a page and I won't be able to understand what it says.
That's why we don't, it's 20 pages.
Yeah.
That's the only reason we don't do it.
You can select, you know, I'd like to have something that gives a broad picture.
Five per meeting.
You know, something that gives the general picture, you know, I mean, I'm not, I don't,
We'll include it in a couple of those.
Yeah, it's just a request. I mean,
we'll include it in a couple of those.
It's a correct request. And, you know, on two items on this agenda tonight, we've had items on the agenda. Now, there's a lot of discussion, and the discussion basically boiled down to details, and things were passed without the details being revealed. The plat, Mr. Boulanger didn't show up, but also his engineer didn't show up. And the way our code reads it, you don't have to. Look, you have major changes from the preliminary plat. It doesn't need a review by the council. So if there's questions and there's nobody here to answer them, it creates quite a bit of confusion. I think, in my opinion, there was a lot of confusion. And then when we went to this ordinance, which I really know nothing about, which is the that AT&T thing and all, there's a lot of vagueness in this thing, and it seemed to me that there's just a lot of vagueness, a lot of questions, and it seemed to me that our attorney was answering all the questions rather than the person who did the plat and the person who has the vested interest in these AT&T things being put up. It's an observation on my part, and I would just like to say that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? No announcements. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Moved by Mr. Andre. Second by Mr. Tosin. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Just a little small.
Yeah.